just saying the difference yesterday between a time, the difference between starting where you don't say anything because your words of just saying I will be is nothing, and therefore you can't say, you know, that that naturally calls, you know, it's manifest of what you wanted. That whole difference, remainder of time, the Rashba doesn't buy. He holds, what's the difference? Bottom line is, if it's manifest, then it's manifest, and if it's not, then it's not.
He doesn't require a Dibor.
He doesn't, he apparently it could be, he holds that is a Dibor. I mean, what we said yesterday, that's not a Dibor. He holds, look, you did. He said, I will be, and then use your situation to interpret what he's saying. And he doesn't like, I mean, I was thinking of doing it, but I think maybe it's better moving on. But I'm just referencing you. The Rashba really takes up that argument, and he says it's a regular thing with Aron Shabalev. So why do you need a pasuk? I mean, it's something, if you want to pursue that, I'm just saying, I'd rather just move on. But I'm just saying, is it's certainly something else to pursue, if you want to look into it. I just saw it today, the Rashba really has a whole thing on it. So, fine. Okay, so we're going further. So Gemara wants to know, so Rava basically has the case. So the case was, if you go into Eretz Yisrael, you sell your stuff on the Das with a reason, because you want to go to Eretz Yisrael, but it turns out that you end up not making it. But you don't state anything at the time of the sale. So you really say, so the question is, could you go back, retract the deal, say, look, that was my Das, that was my Lev, I was doing it because of Eretz Yisrael. So Rava says, no, because Dvarim Shebelev. And Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. So the Gemara wants to know, how does Rava know about this principle called Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim? Rava's an Amora, and where did he get this principle from? Okay, does this have a Tanakh source? So it says, Minole l'Rava ha, we're on the bottom of Mem Tesem Abeis, in Kiddushin. Okay, Minole, very bottom line, Minole l'Rava ha. How does he know this? Ilei mameha d'tana, and perhaps he gets it from this Mishnah, which says, Yakriv oso. So you should, Rashi says, it's talking about a carbon. Kroi siru, the haksiv bereisho, the kroi zachar tamim yakrivenu. He'll bring Zohar the Yakriv. He already said he brings this, but Yakriv Oso, as an implication, it's like an extra word. Shakofen Oso. Okay, means you force him. Like you're, it's almost like you're Makriv him. Like we help force him to bring him. It's like a play on the words. It's a limud. So we force him. So Yochel Bal Karcho. So I might say you actually physically get him to do it Bal Karcho. Tamlo Rotsono. But what do you mean by a carbon? A part of the din of a carbon is that you have to have ratzon. You can't just mechanically do it. Part of the idea is that the guy is giving of himself and has ratzon in his carbon. So you need ratzon. Right? So you need ratzon. So you can't just force a guy. So haketzad, kofen oso hachem ratzani. So it means you force him strong enough until he says, I want it. Okay, Rashi says, shemon oso l'kayim deri nidra. To kayim his net. Okay, so he has a neder, and part of the neder is that he does l'ratzon. Apparently the gavra has to be l'ratzon. It's not just enough to bring the mic, to bring the carbon, but it has to have the gavra who is l'ratzon. Who's being a noder. That's the idea. The king is he's a noder, l'Hashem. So if he's forced, that's not a noder. He's not bringing his... apparently the akrava has to be one of a gavra noder. So if he brings it against his will, that's not the idea. It's not l'ratzon. Okiyam is that he's a noder, l'Hashem. It's not l'ratzono, so then it's very nice he did the action.
Or
the carbon, the carbon of a nether. It's not. What do you mean by that? A nether? What? L'ratzono? I'm not sure. Where is l'ratzono?
Same
pasuk. So, see that pasuk. Yeah, I mean, for here, I mean, this pasuk is talking about it's in Vayikra Aleph. So Rashi on Beis says it's talking about a carbon and dava, so where he's volunteering the thing, and that's where it says l'ratzono. And the Rambam, where he brings down the halacha, is l'ratzono, is talking about a case of neder and dava. So I don't know, I'm not sure. You can look into whether you need l'ratzono by all the karbanos or not. But certainly where it's brought down the Torah and the Rambam, it's talking about neder and dava. So here it makes sense, though, because the kiyum is that he's a makir of a karban. He is volunteering, giving his thing, l'Hashem. So it's not just that he volunteered the animal, but that is the nature of the hakrava. So if he's being forced, so then it's not a hakrava of l'ratzono. So he has to have will. So the question is, so how do you... how does that jive with the idea of forcing him? So it says, no, you force him until he says, Rotsani. So originally he didn't want to, but you put enough pressure through whatever, you beat him or whatever. And then eventually he says, okay, I really want to bring this carbon. So excited to bring this carbon, you know? And it's Rotsan. He wants it. Because that's the only way they're not going to beat him anymore, yes, is if he wants it. So he wants it. So he does want it, right? So he brings it. Okay. So that's the halacha. Right, Ram has it.
Yep.
Alpha Bishnah Rotzono, Kofano Sahachi Amarotzani, Benchinada Veloha Fresh, Benchefer Shalahikrev, Kofano Sahachi Akrev, whether he already set it aside and just has to bring it. Is the forcing him could get him to be Makdashed, or it could cause him to be to bring it. Either way, it works on both. Okay, fine, that's all. That's in Maisa Kabanos Yudal Das Zion. Okay, fine. Seems Yud Zion, it talks about Chayve Olos and Shlamim also. This is the idea of Lotzono. It seems like you're right. It says you force him. By if he's Chayve Achat Olos Shlamim also, you force him. And the way you do it, you're Mashkin Olosan. I guess you take some sort of collateral from them to make sure that they do it. But by Achat as Nashim, you don't have to do it, because since they need a Kapara, you don't have to worry that maybe they're going to be a Poshaya. Because you assume they're going to do it anyways. So the Gemara asks, so basically, Kofanos Hashem Rotzani. But it says, Vamai, Habelibe, Lo Nicholai. So it's very nice, the guy says, oh yeah, I want to, I really want to. But we know that Belev, the guy's not really interested. He doesn't really want to bring the carbon. Right? You're just forcing him. Right? He doesn't really want to. He's saying it, he's saying, yeah, I want to. Because he knows that's the only way you're going to stop eating him. Or whatever, you're going to, you know, you can let him go, let him up. You're forcing him. But he doesn't really want it. And but how does it work? He doesn't really want it. So it must be because since he explicitly states I do want it, so now you're just saying in his head what he's thinking internally contradicts it. But that's the principle. I don't care what he's thinking internally in his head, because what he says, he has an action which has an explicit dibor, and that dibor is the way that was halachically interpreted. And whether he's thinking something otherwise is irrelevant. I don't care what he's thinking. Don't you live in Dvarim? Right? So this is the support how Rava knows. Don't you live in Dvarim? Maybe this is where he gets it from this Mishnah. Okay, now we're good. Okay. So sounds plausible, right? Sounds good. Okay, because if you were to say Dvarim Shablev were Dvarim, let's just play it out. If you were to say that what you really care about is what you're thinking, what's in your lave, so then the guy's thinking is, I don't want to bring this carbon. Oh, you don't want to bring this carbon, so then it shouldn't work, because he doesn't have Lertzono, he's really thinking. So it must be Lertzono is measured not by what's really in his heart, but what's expressed in action in his heart. And his expressed in action is that he wants it, that's expressed. But if you really cared about what's in his heart, then you should say it's not good. Because you know what's on, you care really what's in his heart. What's really in his heart isn't good. So that's always the proof that Torah Shalev and Dvarim. Okay? Any problems? Okay. So Gemara says back, it says no. Can't prove it from there. It says, Dilma Shani Yoslam, the Anan Sadi, Dinich Levi Kapara. It says, no, really, maybe I'll tell you, we do care about his life. Really, Lev is Lev. We care what he's thinking. The only thing is that we are witnesses that obviously the guy wants a Kapara. Who doesn't want Kapara? He really does want a kapara. So what we say is that really, it must be that he does want it. And his lev also wants it. So he's saying Rotzani, and he must be, he really wants it. Because he wants a kapara. Right? He wants a kapara. Everyone wants a kapara. So what's the question? Shot here, what's the question? He doesn't want it. I mean, you see, he didn't want it, and he only wanted it once we forced him. So what do you mean we're saying he wants the kapara? If he wants a kapara, and it's so obvious, who in the world doesn't want kapara? Then he should have wanted the kapara. Then what do you have to force him in the first place? Obviously the guy's telling you, I don't want kapara. And you say, no, you do. And they start beating him. He says, oh, now I want it. You say, oh, see, yeah, we told you, everyone wants kapara. No, you force the guy. Right? You force the guy. So how does this work? You're saying that we really care about what's in his life, but we know that he really wants it. Right? Okay, so that's a good question, right? The surface, it sounds forced, right? Okay, but let's read the next part of the Gemara, because the Ram explains it. Okay, the Ram explains it. Okay, if you know the Ram, you have to come with the creative answer here. But the Ram already supplies us with it. But let's hold off. Okay, so the Ram is in Gittin, in Garrison, where he explains it. So now the Gemara says, so maybe it was from a different case. El Misefa of that Raisa Mishnah, I don't know. Mishnah, I guess. The Chenat must be Gittin Asher, Shechir Avadim. That if a guy is chayev to divorce his wife or free his slave and he doesn't want to, Kofen Osaj Yom Rotzani. Right? This is halacha. You force the guy to give away his wife a gat. Or is free as ever. Right? Now he says, I don't want it. And now you can't say because he wants a kapara. I'd buy a carbon. You'll say, look, everybody wants a carbon. Every guy wants kapara. But here, you can't say he wants kapara. It's not kapara. It's just a matter of giving his wife a gat. So elalav mishilam birin dvar shalevin and dvarim. So it must be the reason why it works is because you say it's dvar shalev. Right, dvar shalev. He's saying I want to divorce my wife. He's saying that. Now, are you saying in his mind he really doesn't? But look, he said it. Now we don't care about what's in his mind. All right. So again, you can't say here you don't have the same thing. By carbon, you say he really wants it. Everyone wants kapara. But what do you say? Everyone wants to divorce their wife? That's not true. He's saying he doesn't want to divorce his wife. And the only reason he's agreeing is because you're forcing him. So it says, no. But it says something. Dilma shiny awesome. Mishin the mitzvah shema derecham. Now, really, same thing there. Similar. Is that really it's a mitzvah to listen to the chacham. The chacham are telling him to divorce his wife. And Rashi says, v'islam chasuke b'chezkas makai mitzvah. That we could have a machzik him that he has a chazaka, that he really wants to do the mitzvah. The Gomar Beliba, the kind of resident, he has a Gemir's Das, he really changes his mind to do the words of Bezdin, because it's a mitzvah to do the words of Bezdin, and a guy wants to do a mitzvah. Okay, so it's not exactly the same. It's similar, right? Similar, just, it's easier to see, say, a guy wants kapara, because you say every guy wants kapara, it's his own personal benefit, emotionally, and whatever. I mean, he's really going to benefit from kapara. But his life is whatever. His din is going to benefit from kapara. But your wife getting divorcing your wife is a little hard. We say, well, that's a mitzvah. A guy, we could also say that a guy really wants to divorce his wife. Okay, everyone really wants to divorce their wife. But why? Because it's a mitzvah, not because he wants to divorce his wife. Because it's a mitzvah. Right. It's mitzvah shvadei recham. In other words, when the chum force you to or want you to, now they're saying you better do it. So now it's a chazaka. Every guy wants to. The guy's saying I don't want to, and you have to force him. Right, that same question. So that's where the Ram comes in. Okay, but this is the end of the Gemara, basically, right? This is the end of the Gemara. So basically, it ends up saying you can't prove from here. Right, you can't prove that it's really because Dvarim Shebelev ain't on Dvarim. Maybe really Dvarim Shebelev are Dvarim, and we really do care about what he's thinking. Right? If we didn't care about what he's thinking, Dvarim Shebelev ain't on Dvarim, we don't care what he's thinking, so then of course it's fine. Because he's saying, I want it. But even if we do care what he's thinking, we say, chazaka, that is what he's thinking. Yeah, that is what he's thinking. So the Gemara Saram says like this. It's Gerushin, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf. By the way, how do we hold? Dvarim Shalev, Ein Advarim, Dvarim Shalev, Dvarim. Ein Advarim, right? So if you'd ask me a question, so why should the Rambam have to bring down this whole explanation? Well, just from this Gemara, if we hold Dvarim Shalev Ein on Dvarim, so do you really need this whole story about that he wants to do the words of Chacham? Right, exactly. This is a problem on the Rambam, is that the Rambam, we really hold Dvarim Shalev Ein on Dvarim. We don't care what he's thinking. We just care what's manifest in his actions. Right? So now he says, I want to divorce my wife. Right? Rotsani. He says it. He did it. He's doing it belayev. He's saying it. Now he'll say, but he doesn't really mean it. So I understand that that's a good question if you hold Dvarim Shalev Ardvarim, that we care what he really wants. So then you have to argue to me, no, he really does want it. But if you're going to tell me Dvarim Shalev Ardvarim, that we don't care what he really wants, we just care what's manifest in his action, he did an action, he did it, he said Rotsani, and he did it. So that should be it. It should be simple. You don't have to tell me, no, he really wants it. I don't care whether he really wants it or he doesn't want it. But the Rambam yet does explain why he really does want it. Okay, so let's say the Rambam. The Rambam says, Gerushin, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf. Okay, so he says, "Misha denosin shkofen osel lagarish zishtav lo osel lagarish." So if the halacha is a guy is chayav to divorce his wife, but he doesn't want to. Bezdin shel Yisrael b'chol makom b'chol zman. Bezdin Jewish bezdin at any time. Makan osu at yom rotzani. V'yichtav haget v'get kasha. They force him until he says he wants to. Then he writes the get and it's a good get. V'chein im hikohu goyim v'omru lo. I say mash Yisrael omru lacha. The goyim force him, hit him, and they say, "Do what the Jews tell you." The lachatu also Yisrael biad goyim, adchigarish as a kasha, and the Jews force him through the goyim. Now, this doesn't mean the Jews have to be the guys actually hitting him. It could mean the goyim are doing it as their representatives, but it has to be the representatives of the Jews because it has to be. It's like the mitzvah is divrei chacham. It's not just because goyim force you because I don't want to listen to the goyim, but when it's the bezdin forcing you, even if they're using a vehicle of goyim, it doesn't matter. Okay, so it still works. He says, "Im goyim aspon to watch a kasev holva de notzin shichtov hariz aget pasul." If the goyim themselves force him, because that's the halacha, then it's still get pasul. Because the bottom line is, it's just the goyim themselves. Even though it happens to be that that's the din, But that's not, apparently it's not related to the kfiya. The kfiya is just the guy enforcing you. So it happens to be that's not halacha, but that's not an action of following the Divrei Chacham. Okay, that's the top point. But now the Rambam says, "Lama lo batel that gadzah?" Well, why don't you say it's batel? Shari anas, because he's forced. That should be batel because it's an anas. Bein biyad goyim, bein biyad Israel. Right. So again, I would just say at this point, I'll tell you why it's not batel, because Dvarim Shalevein and Dvarim, because he's saying I want it, and Dvarim Shalevein and Dvarim. So why should it be batel? Okay. So that we have to answer. But let's also, he's asking the question now. Why don't you say it's anas? He says, "She'in umrim anos el lamisha nilchatz v'nidchak lasos davar she'inu mechuyim v'natoro lasoso." He says, "We only say anos if a guy is forced, pressured to do something he's not obligated v'natoro to do." He goes, "Shemisha huka ad shemachar, or nasan." Like if you hit a guy until he sells you something or he gives you a gift. Avlamisha takvo yitzahara levatel mitzvah. But if a guy's yitzahara forces him to do a violated mitzvah lasos avera or to violate an avera v'huka. So, and they hit him until he does what he's supposed to do. So he stays away from that which is asar. That's not considered a force. Ella hu anas atzmo b'dayto hara. Right. On the contrary, he was forcing himself with his taiva. He was really under the sway of a taiva which was forcing him. And lefikach zesh ein rotzel legaresh. Right, but this guy who doesn't want to get divorced, he really wants to be than the Jewish people. Rotzeh ulasos kol mitzvos, he wants to do all the mitzvos, so l'shali min averos, and to stay away from the averos. V'yitzro hu shetakvo, and he happens to be gotten under the sway of an emotion, that he becomes blinded from momentarily by his emotion. V'kimon shehuka ajatashas yitzro, so since we whip him until his yitzro gets subsided, and you have a counter force, so to speak, okay, you just shut down that instinct, because the instinct, he wants satisfaction. But now, basically, satisfaction for him means to give the get. He's no longer to take on his strong stance. So then it turns out that he did it willingly. Right, he's saying, is deep down, everyone really wants to do the get. Wants to do the Torah, the mitzvahs. He's Yisrael. I mean, if he's not Yisrael, he's not interested in being Yisrael, fine. But he is. Apparently, the case of the guy, he's Shomer Torah mitzvahs, I guess. He said he wants the Torah. He wants the God. He knows he holds by the Torah. So what you say is he really wants to do the Torah. He does. And the only thing is, you'll say at this given moment, he's under the sway of an instinct, of a powerful aggression towards his wife or whatever the case is, and he can't, he's blinded. And he's saying is, he says, I don't want to do it. And deep down he really does, but he's simply not willing to because he's blinded by his emotion. But he says, when you start hitting him, the reason why is his emotion tells him, I don't want to do it. Now, when you hit him, then basically you introduce a counter-emotion. So that counter-emotion starts outweighing his emotional balance. And now, basically, it allows him to see the light and to realize, oh, it's a mitzvah and I want to follow the Torah. It's just that he couldn't see that when he was blinded. But finally, when you hit him, then basically it's enough to get him to realize that he really does want it. So now you don't say it's an anas. That's not anas. Because really the guy wants it. You're not forcing him. The force is not getting him to do it. The force is getting rid of the force, the internal force, to not do it. You know, his emotion. So now, basically, he's giving the get willingly. He's giving the get willingly.
Right, Peter?
Okay, so Sammy's asking, yeah, but you're just creating another emotion. So why don't you say? Why don't you say now when he's doing it, he's just doing it because of that emotion, right? And how do you know he's doing it because he really wants to? Maybe he's just doing it because he doesn't want to be hit, because that's pain, and he wants to avoid the pain, right? So how do you know he's doing it because this is what he really wants? Maybe it's still not what he really wants, but it's just that he has this pain, right? Is that what you're saying? I mean, what I'm noticing is that he's not saying because he wants Rama. I'm not saying because philosophically he wants the good and he knows the good is the Torah, and because then in theory it should be contingent upon the fact that the guy really knows that Torah is chachma, and you know, I mean, is it contingent upon a guy who really has knowledge that the Torah is the good? Let's say a guy who just is a Jewish because his parents were Jewish, and for him it's the same thing as any other religion. Then does the halacha not apply? I mean, you'd think it should apply. It doesn't sound, you know. It seems it should apply to everybody, right? It's not contingent. And Rafi's right. Is that all this thing is, Ram says carefully, if you look, he doesn't just say, since he wants the good. You know, he's not saying that. Because I remember, that's another question. Is like, you could ask a question. Is this sounds all very philosophical. Is this halacha? Right? I mean, what kind of halacha is this? We're getting like, we're saying he really, really wants, because philosophically, everyone, it sounds like Plato or something, but is this like funny to be halacha? But I think Rafi's right. If you look carefully at the Rambam, he just, Me'achashu rotze lios mi'Yisrael. He wants to be in Kol Yisrael. The rotzehu, lasses kol mi'Yisrael, min averos. That's part of, that's what being a Jew means. Part of the Jew. If you're being a Jew, he wants to be a Jew. Being a Jew means we're a nation of mitzvahs. So why? I don't care. Whatever reason why. I mean, because the culture, because whatever the case is. I don't care. We don't have to psychoanalyze the guy and figure out why he really wants it or doesn't want to. But that's the bottom line is. His framework, the way he lives his life. Who is saying this? This is the way he lives his life is a Jew. That's the way he lives. That is his life. He's a Jew. Now, that's the premise. That's the premise. As you can see from the way he lives his life, he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael and he wants to do mitzvahs. Okay, and that's what he does every day. Now you have, today, all of a sudden, he has one thing, is that he doesn't want to divorce his wife. And it's a mitzvah. The Chum say he has to divorce his wife because of whatever reason the Chum determined he has to divorce his wife. Okay, whatever the background is. But the Chum say he has to divorce his wife, and now all of a sudden he doesn't want to do it. So now you have to interpret it. Do you say that's like a... So now how do you interpret that? I mean, the guy have a contradiction. On the one hand, the guy is basically, this is what he wants, as revealed from his whole life. His whole life is he wants to be a Jew and he does mitzvahs. Now all of a sudden, he doesn't want to divorce his wife, yet the Torah says he has to divorce his wife. So you have to say what I'm saying, that there's a Yetzer, that he's under the sway, even though he's consistently keeps the Torah, he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael, and this is what he wants. I mean, it's what it means to want to be Klal Yisrael. Yet he's under the sway of a particular strong emotion, which is preventing him from doing that which he's already determined to be what he wants. Right? But he really wants is what he wants is what he does his whole life. And that's what he said. That's what he said. The guy's blinded by emotion. I mean, why is he blinded? Maybe that's what he wants. I say every guy who's blinded says, I'm not blinded. This is what I want. But the answer is no. It's because yesterday and your whole life isn't living according to those principles. All of a sudden now, when you get the emotion, you want it. That indicates that that's just because that's not really what you want. You're just under a sway of an emotion. But your whole life reveals what you really want. So now what happens is fine. So now he has that emotion. Now we start whipping him. And then he ends up saying, that's what I want. Now you could interpret this in two ways. Okay? And this is Samuel. You could interpret this in two ways. You could say that basically the guy basically, once this wife situation came out, he decided he doesn't want to keep the Torah. He gave it up. And that's why he doesn't want to divorce his wife. And now the fact that he's giving the get is, again, he still doesn't want to keep the Torah. He's gave that up. He's not interested in that anymore. But he's just doing it because he has an emotion of he doesn't like getting hit. And that's how he interpreted it. He's just following his emotion of getting hit. And it has nothing to do with his desire to... He doesn't even care to do it to follow the missiles anymore. That's not what he wants. Right? Because that's the question. Does he really want to do it? Does he not really want to do it? So either you'll say he really does want to do it because it's a mitzvah. Right? The other option is he really does want to do it because it's a mitzvah. He had an emotion. You knocked out the emotion with the counter emotion. And now he wants to do it because we know his life is. He wants to do it. He wants to do the mitzvahs. This is his life. He always wants to do the mitzvahs. Again, the only way to say that he doesn't really want it, I mean, he's saying this is what he wants. And the only way to say he doesn't really want it is to say that really he's not interested anymore in keeping the mitzvahs. And he's really only doing it because he's being whipped. But what do you mean? Yesterday, well, last week, he wanted to do the mitzvahs. So you're going to have to say that when he said, I don't know if it was my wife, that was a transformation. He really gave up the Torah. He decided he's not interested in Torah anymore. He just wants to divorce his wife and violate all of the mitzvahs. And now, when they're whipping him, he still doesn't want to do the mitzvahs. He's just following the emotion of being whipped. He doesn't want to be whipped. But that's ridiculous to posit that. Because you know that the guy's life is one of keeping the Torah. You know that he's under the sway of a powerful emotion. You see that once you counter that emotion with the opposite emotion, then he goes back and does it. Now you're going to interpret that. Are you going to say that's because of a momentary emotion of whipping him, or are you going to say that's what he really wanted to do all along, and that's what he would have done if not for the strong emotion? So it's only reasonable to assume that's what's going on in his head, that now he really wants to. I mean, David's asking, he says, yeah, but maybe he thinks Chachamim are wrong. But the answer is, I think the answer is, he says, no, he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael, and being part of Yisrael means follow the mitzvah, since open pasuk in Torah is a sasur and a davar shegidol chayavim u'smol, that divrei chachamim is, and everyone knows this, that, I mean, everyone knows that they have emotions or whatever, and, you know, they may not like everything the chacham say, but it's a davar yidua, that Torah means following the Torah and the chachamim, who are the interpreters of the Torah. And if they say that you have to divorce her, it's very nice you think that you don't have to divorce her, but if you think it's not if the thing is kosher and they think it's not kosher, you don't need it. That's just the way every Jew knows that's part of the system. And you can't just go around interpreting the law based on how I accept in this one case where you have an emotion. So, yeah, of course he's going to say that, but that's not really what he wants. That's just what his emotion, that's the rationalization that he throws out, and once he gets blinded by the emotion, I mean, he'll do whatever he could to defend himself. But he knows well and good that that's not the system of the Torah. So he's basically just, that's his rationalization. But he really wants to. He wants to give the Torah, and Torah means to follow the Derech HaCham. Now he can't do it because he's being forced. He can't do it. He really wants to. And he always wants to. That's what he always wants to. But he can't. He can't do it. So we're helping him. Okay? We're helping the guy. By the way, I think Rabbi Chai, I mean, I don't want to quote him because I don't know if I'm remembering him right, but a few months ago, Rabbi talked about this. I think he said something like this. So it could be I'm remembering what he said. But, well,
I don't know.
There's another point which he said, but I'll get to that. I remember another point he said. But I think in the basic, I don't know if he said it. I think he did go philosophical, though. I think you're right. I mean, I'm saying I don't see philosophy in the Rambam. That's why I don't know if Rabbi said this part. I don't think he said the part she wrote. It sounds to me to the Rambam, see, since he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael, this is what being Klal Yisrael means. So, I mean, but I think he was saying is like, he was interpreting it as like a philosophical argument, like he wants the good. But I'm saying that this, the idea though, is that we assume that the guy is, I think this is basically the idea, that we assume that he's going along with his overall framework, and you don't assume that now he's just gone this way of another strong emotion of, of being whipped. You assume that's his underlying framework, and therefore that's what he wants. My point is when you say he does it, it's true, it's based on the force. But when he does it, you don't say he's doing something he doesn't want to do. Because he does want to do it. In general, generically, we know he does want to do it. Now, it's just that he has an emotion, so you've managed to create a counter-emotion in which neutralizes them, and now he's able to do what he really wants to do. So that's not honest. That's Ratzon. That is Ratzon. So you're forcing him. He says, if you're forcing him to sell something, you say, look, he doesn't want to sell it. He really doesn't want to sell. Why would he want to sell this? This is his house. When he sells, now you force him. Now he's only doing it because you're whipping him. So he has no interest in selling this thing. As it says, it's an honest, something which he's not chayv to do. But once something he's chayv to do and he wants to do, when we know that's what he wants to do, so then you say, is you're just allowing him to do that which he really wanted to do. It would be like, it reminds me of like, it would be like a guy who goes to, he's an alcoholic, you know, and he goes to some clinic. And the alcoholic clinic, they force him to not drink alcohol, you know. He says, no, I really want to drink alcohol. He says, no, you don't really want to. And we'll force you to not. We'll tie you down or whatever. So you say, are they forcing him to do something he doesn't want to do? You say, no. Well, he enrolled in the clinic and he wants it. You say, but yeah, but right now he's telling you he doesn't want it. So you say, yeah, but that's not really what you want. We know the fact that you came here is indicative of the fact that really you do want this thing. And it's just that you're getting under the sway of an emotion. And we're going to, you know, tie you down, and when you are tied down and you really look back at it, you'll say, this is really what you want. This is your own zone. It's just that you can't see that at this given moment. But that's the fact that you came to the clinic is indicative of what your own zone is. And we don't say you changed it instantaneously. So I say the fact that you're a Jew is indicative that this is what you want. And you're keeping the Torah. This is what you want. So now this given moment, you can't see that. But that's when we get him to see it. We don't say, oh, he really is still not interested and he's changing. You don't assume the guy's underlying, you know, his real will is just changing about of Mac. It's just a matter of temporary emotions, which we have the ability to impact. Right? I think that's a good example. I'm just asking a question. I don't know what would happen if you have a guy who's like let's say a secular Jew. Let's take a really secular Jew. Does this halacha apply to a guy who's not from? This guy is really not from, straight out not from. He doesn't keep he doesn't give any mitzvahs.
Do you have a definition?
Is that a halacha? Does it say that anywhere that he has to be a guy who's, I mean, in the statement of the halacha itself, does it say that he has to be a shomer Torah mitzvahs? I know in the explanation it does. You could deduce that. It doesn't say that. I mean, you could say it's mechal Shabbos for Asya. He's dino kachem. I mean, you could say that.
Do you
want
to be Yisrael?
You could say, fine. I'm just saying. So you could say, and this is halachic. This is important halachically. You can say. I mean, you could say, look, what's the guy doing with kedushin and gad and the whole thing? I mean, in general, the whole parsha is cultural thing. I mean, he did Harim Gdash Asli, and now a matter of. I mean, the wife happens to be religious. Let's say she's a religious woman and she really wants a gad. And I mean, it's a good question. Is that, I mean, is that the psak that this doesn't work if the guy's not Orthodox?
For marriage people, we call
you. What? Yeah, marriage people take it seriously. Yeah, right. They want that stuff. Yeah, right. Right. So fine. So I'm asking. So what's the halacha? So are you posking that for a guy who's not Orthodox, this halacha doesn't work? That's interesting. Maybe it doesn't.
According to our rationale, I'd say it doesn't.
It sounds like you could argue according to the Rambam, but I don't know. That's what I'm saying is. You could arguably say that the Rambam's saying.
If you said a philosophical thing, I'd say you could say.
Right, that's what I'm saying. This, I know. This way we're learning, right, the way we're learning, it seems to be, it's because you're saying, is that he's saying that he lives his life, that he really wants to do the mitzvahs, he wants to follow the Chachamim. But if he lives a life where it is in the clear that he's not interested in that, and he's just doing a cultural thing, and he doesn't care about Kalt Argula and all the mitzvahs and Derech Chachamim, he's just not interested. Then you could argue that. You could say a guy's from, like, ever. Like, yeah, most of these cases are from guy who's under the sway of, you know. They don't want to. According to this argument, I don't know. I'm not really sure. Maybe he can't do anything. I mean, according to, if you follow this logic through and say it doesn't apply by a guy who's not from, then what are you going to do? What do you do? Because if you force him, then it's going to be on us. And if you don't force him, he's not going to do it. So I don't know. That's why I'm hesitant to say this. I mean, I don't know what they do. I don't know, you know, but. Like you said, in Seattle, you said the guy wasn't from.
Not at all.
So, I don't know. It seemed to be. I mean, I never heard that. They only do this to guys who are from. The Rambam doesn't say that. Although he said, you know. But he says, he wrote, Leos me Yisrael. So, you see. Well, that much you see is he has to want to be a Jew, right? That the Rambam does say.
What?
The Rambam just seems to be he wants to be me Yisrael. So, I guess that means. Essentially, what it means is that he wants to be culturally part of the group called Yisrael. And the group called Yisrael is a group who are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. I mean, it could be that's the thing. I mean, nowadays we're in a society where. You could be part of the Jews and you cannot be Kesher Matzah Mitzvahs. But I just don't know the history, but you could argue that's not the way the Torah is. I mean, if you're part of Yisrael, then you're Kesher Matzah Mitzvahs. That's just the culture of the society of Kali Yisrael. If you're not interested, it's like a funny thing. If you're not interested in Torah, then you leave. Then you just become a guy. But here it's like you have a whole population of people who are Jewish, but just totally secularized.
It could be.
I mean, you can check it, but it could be back then. I mean, there's a lot of anti-Semitism all over the place. And if a guy doesn't want to keep the Torah mitzvah, he doesn't want to be part of the Jewish people, and what's he doing? Then just go become a guy. And the Rambam talks about guys like that. He's Parashman and Zibor. He says, what do I need to be with the Jews? He just gives up. I don't know if he's part of one of those in Tilchus Teshuvah. But the guy gives it up. He gives it up. And wrote something strong means he wants to be part of the Jewish people. Now that means he wants to identify himself with the society of the Jews. The society of the Jews means we keep the mitzvahs, we follow halacha, we're doing the basic things. You can't just not listen to the chachamim. That's just not, will excommunicate you. There are consequences. I mean, nowadays there's a proliferation of a society of secular Jews. And you're right. We don't have any persecution. So there's a benefit. There's the cultural benefits of being a Jew. No one's killing you, whatever. You get a certain ego, whatever it is. So it could be like, but I'm hesitant just because it would turn out that la halacha then, you'd say, a guy who's a secular Jew, really, this wouldn't work for. Or a guy who's just not interested in being part of, like, the Jewish, you know, they're not interested. Or, I don't know, I'm not sure where you draw the line. And let's say he's just not that zahir on the mind. He's whatever, normal Orthodox guy who's not, doesn't really care to keep halacha. He doesn't care. The chum tell him things. Sometimes he cares, sometimes he doesn't care, sort of. You know, he has this kind of attitude of critical of anyways about the rabbis.
You
can
still say that there's a
One point I just want to say something Rebbe had said about this, and I think we still don't take up a problem on the Rambam. Why is the Rambam bringing this down? The Rambam holds, this is all assuming you have to know what's really in his heart. And really in his heart he wants it. So that's very good if you hold the Rambam Shalev Dvarim. But if you hold the Rambam Shalev Einan Dvarim, it means we don't care what's really in his heart, we just care what's manifest, and altogether, who cares about this whole thing? What does the Rambam need all this? The Rambam doesn't hold the Rambam Shalev Dvarim. So that's a problem which hopefully we'll take up tomorrow. But just one point they want to say, Rebbe had asked, I think Rebbe is learning more like a philosophical thing a little bit. And I think he was asking is why is the philosophy recognized? So if you learn it that it's a philosophical thing, that guy wants the good or something like that, then you'll say is, so why, it sounds like, why is this recognized halachically? So I think he wanted to say is that, as an approach, is that you could say that the whole institution of kfiyah, of forcing a guy, is, like when you force a guy to do a mitzvah, or you force a guy to give a get, or there's a halakhic institution, like Makas Mardos of four, forcing a guy to do a mitzvah. The idea of the best in doing these types of things are to get the guy to do tshuva. It's an institution. It's not just time because we want to whip guys, or we want to even bring about results. But there's an institution of encouraging a guy to do tshuva. And that's a halakhic institution of trying to keep the people in line, and to keep them not just to do things, not just to do actions, but to cause them to do tshuva. And like Makos, or hitting a guy, or forcing a guy, could is designed to have that effect as part of the institution of kviya. So he says is that since that's, and that's halachically what part of the role of the bezin enforcing people. So he says now if he does it, so then we assume halachically, we assume that he's doing tshuva. His point is just that. That it's halachic because kfiya is a halachic institution, forcing halachic institution, which has as a role to get the guy to do tshuva. So therefore, it's not just like philosophically we're positing that he must be that he's really, you know, wanting the good, and that's just a philosophical thing. But that is he's under the sway of an emotion, and kfiya is getting him to give that up and then to see the good and to then do the good and do the mitzvah. So he's saying it's like that. It's like finds its way in halacha because of the fact that kfiya is an institution whose design, which I don't know if it's only design, but part of its nature is causing tshuva. I think we'll try to do that for tomorrow. Try to understand the Rambam. I saw there's Frankel brings down. There's two Achronim who discussed this, but the Ritva, the Rashba, I think discusses it. I think, but I think we have enough to answer it. But let's do that, and then it would also be nice if you just draw a chiluk between the two stages in the Gemara. The Gemara today had 2 points: is the case of the carbon and the case of gap. Maybe you could just at least draw a basic chiluk between those two, because it sounded like they did the same thing twice. You know, so maybe we could just try to figure that out and then go further. Okay?